Hey guys, good evening, good morning, good night, depending on what time you're listening. Welcome back to Talk My Shit. I definitely haven't been talking no shit because it's been a few months since I recorded, but I was really just working, and I recently quit my job on a whim of just like I didn't give any more fucks, and I just felt like I was undervalued there, and I was doing everything, and it was just like I've been asking and, you know, being patient, trying to wait on a better opportunity there, and I just finally just was like, maybe my opportunity is not here and it's somewhere else. And I've literally been working forever since I was like 17 years old. So I just was like, there's nothing wrong with me taking a mental break from not working. Like, as long as, you know, my bills are paid, like, you know, as long as my bills are good, like, I mean, I don't have to do anything extravagant at this time. I can really just focus on the things that I actually want to do with my life, focus on my crafting, you know, get back to reading my books, you know, just learning new things, becoming more knowledgeable in things that I didn't know about, because I was just sitting here working at a 9-to-5 thinking that, you know, they were going to offer me something that, you know, obviously they weren't. but it's not nothing wrong with a 9-to-5. Sometimes people are just like thinking that that's the only thing you can get. And I'm like, yeah, it's cool for right now, but I'd be trying to focus on like what I can do to like make money to where I don't feel like I'm clocking in every day. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm miserable. The plate, like, I just need to be in my own business, because ain't nobody going to treat me better than me. So I was like, yeah, like I want to, but still I want to work at a job until I can get to that place of being able to financially support myself through my own businesses. I do need to have a job. So long story short, I was there, toxic environment. I've been working there for like over 2+ years. So toxic, like the people that call in toxic as fuck. My supervisor that I recently had, I just really just didn't feel like she really gave too much of a fuck. I was trying to do other things within the company, but she was just kind of like, yeah, like I'll help you. It's just like kind of like those people that they really don't care about helping you advance to nothing else. And you know, when you're already working at some places, they want to hear from the person that you worked under. So that's the person that they're going to reach out to. So that's really why I was trying to go through her and just kind of like, you know, build a good rapport, because I wanted her to give me a good recommendation, because they're going to want to ask her, okay, so what's your opinion of her work ethic? Like, what's your opinion on if you think she's a good fit for this department? But she wasn't trying to do none of that. And that's when I was like, okay, it's time to move around. Actually, I need a break. I need a mental break. I've been going through a lot and I haven't had no time to process nothing, so I just quit. I was just like, yeah, today's my last day. I think I made my last day 420, and I applied to other places after that, and I was just kind of like, you know, I can get any job I want. Like, I literally feel like I could get whatever job I want in regards to something that I'm interested in, especially if I'm doing the research, I'm doing the background, like whatever, I can, you know, get some help to make a bomb ass resume, etc. Like, it's not something that is just like, this is the best it's gonna get is this job that I'm at. And I think that's why I really stayed there for so long, because I was like, oh, it's a good job, I got good benefits, you know, it's a good pay, whatever, it's not that bad. And then as more time started to go on, I'm just like, when you start to see that people don't they just really are valuing you so low, and you know your worth so much, and you know that like you can learn something quick, so fucking quick, to the point where they're like, oh, can you train somebody else? And I'm like, well, shit, I'm not getting no raise, but hey, if you can see that I'm capable of picking something up quick and teaching it to somebody else so that they're able to do their job, like, you know, I'll just take that as, you know, charge it to the game. But they were so much of that that I was like, this is unfair. Like, y'all not gonna keep doing me like this. So yeah, I was just like, fuck it. Like, fuck it. I quit. Like, I quit. Nothing. I quit on 420. and I was like, yeah, I'm good. And I was like, I was not scared. I wasn't like, oh my God, how am I gonna do this? How am I gonna do that? I was just like, let it go. Let it go. So yeah, that's exactly what I did. I ended up just searching for jobs and, you know, like applying to certain jobs. And there was multiple that I had already applied to that I was already getting responses back, like within the same week of like, hey, can you do an interview? You know, let's like set something up. And I was like, yeah, okay. So I was just hearing them out. And then I was just like, make sure I'm asking questions, because I definitely want to be in a better environment too. Like, it's not just about the pay. It's not just about, you know, what benefits they have. It's also about what is the environment like, because I didn't only pray to get a good job that can support me and what I want to do, but also for a good environment. So I did, you know, do a couple of interviews. The one I really wanted was Bank of America, and working on home loans. I was just like, I really wanted to get into that because eventually I wanted to get into like real estate properties. I've always been into like redoing houses, interior designing. Like, I love everything about a house. Just looking at a house, like, I get so excited. I get so excited because I'm already imagining the furniture. I'm like, okay, what can work, what can't work? I need windows. I need lots and lots of windows. I need lots of, you know, natural light coming in. Like open spaces, like, yeah, I begin like real big headed, big ideas. but that's just what I like. And so whenever I seen that opportunity pop, I was like, I'm gonna apply. That's my job. Like, that's my job. Like, I'm just gonna speak it into existence. That's my job. Even better pay than the last tax job I was at. Better benefits. And it was something that I wanted to actually learn about doing. And it wasn't like entry level job. Like, they were gonna pay good money, provide everything, like, etc. And it's for a bank. So like, I can learn some shit about how I need to help myself financially when I want to leave. And I even explained that to them in an interview. And I feel like that's part of what got me in the door, because I was just like, I'm being honest. Like, I mean, I want to work here. I want to work here to support myself. And I do want to learn, but I do want to take that knowledge to do my final step of my life of, you know, being able to finance myself through my own businesses. You know, I don't want to just make somebody else rich for the rest of my life. Like, I want to make me rich. So I definitely told them that, and they were like, yeah, we love that. We would love to, you know, help you into your life after you don't work here anymore. You know, we just don't want someone that's just here for a paycheck, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I am here for the paycheck, but I'm also here because I do want to learn. That's something I want to learn about. Like, that's something I'm trying to get into, like buying and flipping homes, like stuff like that, wholesaling. Like, that's what I've been talking about these last couple of months. So manifestation is real, because I was talking about it a lot, and I was like, it's gonna happen. So I did end up getting that job. So, you know what I'm saying? I was really excited about it. I am excited about it. I'm starting here in a couple weeks. I'm really excited, but I still want to take this time to literally cleanse myself from my old job and like go in with a new positive mindset so that I can like hit the ground running and literally just start like leveling up even more there, as well as in my outside life. So if I can get down, pack my routine, including recording more, including doing more crafts and working on looking up research stuff for real estate, including reading books, just to, you know, because that's what I really like to do. You know, so I'm definitely taking this time to like relax, do what I need to do, still take care of business, but still, you know, just take care of me. But I did want to get into a little bit, because that's really why I released that job, because I was just like, I'm just going to drop it. I'm just going to drop it. I'm going to move on with my life because obviously this is not where I need to be. I prayed on it and I feel like this is just me coming to terms with, like, this is what I was asking for. One of the main things that I really do pray a lot about is if something is not for me, whether it be a person, whether it be an opportunity, you know, whatever the case may be, I ask that it just be removed or showed to me, you know, hey, this is not what you need to be doing. You need to move around. So, and it's been showing. It's been fucking showing because I used to be the type of person that really just believed in, like, you know, closure. And I mean, it's okay if you do. Sometimes people, like, I mean, everybody's different, but I'm just not. Like, I think I maybe do, but I don't at the same time because of the representation that people have of closure. And I was like, I don't kind of fit with that. But if we're talking about the way I believe in closure, I think it's more so like you realizing, not like you guys having to sit down, because I was a big advocate, like, let's have a conversation and then, you know, that'll be our closure, like, type stuff. So, and I always found out that was just even worse than the beginning. Like, I was just like, okay, I could have did without that conversation, to be honest. That was a waste of time, probably a waste of money, all types of things. So I was a big advocate for it, but now I'm just kind of like, when you know, like, it's not helping you mentally, it's not helping you physically, like, it's not doing anything positive for you, and the bad is always outweighing the good, like, there's really no point. So that's why I was like, man, fuck that job. Like, fuck that shit. Like, just toss it to the trash, start over from scratch. Like, it's okay, it's gonna work out. Like, I'm not even nervous, I'm ready to do it. So I did see something recently and it made me think about it. It was a quote and it was like, sometimes the only closure you need is understanding that you deserve better. And I was like, see, that's what I meant. Like, you were like the aha moment, like, especially like in an argument and you'd be like, dang, like, I don't have nothing to say. But then, like, later on you see a post, and it literally just be like something that you should have said at the time. And look, I'm talking on my words. You should have said at the time, but you didn't think of it. You didn't freaking think of it. So you're like, damn, like, I could have said that because that's what I meant to say. Like, that's what I should have said. Like, that would have been the dinger. But that's what I was thinking when I seen that quote. And I was like, yes, like, when you understand that, like, this is not even worth, like, anything that I'm, bye, bye, just goodbye, adios, you know, waving, like, insert wave emoji, like, all of that. You just, like, mentally just, I'm good with it. I'm done with it. Especially since I've been reading this book called The Four Agreements, and I've been reading it really slowly. just because I really do want to understand, I do take notes about it and everything, because I do want to understand everything about what the book is trying to tell, and, like, trying to see, like, you know, okay, like, I get that, that makes sense. You know, trying to break it down in my mind, because that's how I really just, like, process when I be reading books. Because I like to remember it just so I can explain it to somebody else if they ask, like, you know, why would be a good recommendation or not. Because I want to make sure I know what I'm talking about. But the book is so good. I highly recommend it. My sister actually read it and she's lended it out to multiple people, and me including, because she recommends it as well. So I've been reading it. It's called The Four Agreements. I'm not going to tell you everything it's about, but I just feel like you should read it. I am going to quote on one of them because it does align with why I said what I said earlier. It's be impeccable with your word. So by that, like, not saying, like, anything negative, just, like, throwing any negative things out there in the world. And at first I didn't get it, but I was like, oh, okay, I kind of already do that. I kind of just always be like, oh, okay, that job is mine. That job belongs to me. Like, even in my interview, you know, just saying that as well. You know, always being like, you know, I got this, like, you know, just speaking it into existence. But I was like, you know what? I didn't always used to be that way. I used to just always think the worst, because I thought that if I think the worst and the worst doesn't happen, then I'm still in the clear. So whatever happens, as long as it's not worse than the worst thing I was thinking, everything else will be fine. Like, I can deal with everything else. So I already would prepare myself for the worst possible aspect and then go through life. And, you know, I thought that that was like a positive thing that I was doing, but it's really not. Because when you say negative things all the time, sometimes those things end up happening. Or even if it just comes, you know, super duper close, it's just like, it could have just not happened at all. Like, if you just even thought about that, like, it could not happen at all. But it's been installed for me because it was like a coping mechanism, which I didn't realize that either. It just was kind of like how I didn't set myself up for failure, because I would get like really down on myself, or I would get really upset, you know, when things didn't go a certain way, you know. So I would just do that. Like, I would just be like, okay, this is the worst possible thing that can happen. So if something else comes from this that's close to the worst thing, or just maybe like way less, is still cool. But even though it would still be like kind of a fucked up thing too, which kind of like made it even more fucked up, but I digress. But I learned to stop doing that, because really it started off because I was in a situation with a very toxic human being, and he was so manipulative and like would always be so like mentally and emotionally abusive, to the point where I would like be like, what the fuck did I do? Like, I need to figure out what I did. Or even if I can't figure out what I did, let me just apologize, because obviously the way this person is talking to me, like, I have done something that, you know, is really fucked up. But the whole time, I kid you not, I did not do anything. I did nothing to that man. I did nothing to him but do everything for him. Like, there was nothing that he couldn't ask me that I wouldn't go out of my way to do. Like, I broke so much bread on this man that you probably could call him my son, the way I was taking care of him. And it was like so bad, because at the time I didn't even like, I literally lost count of like how much money. Like, I feel like every time we hung out, I'm not even gonna say I feel like, I was, let me be impeccable with my word, I was doing everything. Because sometimes I try to discredit myself, because I'd be like, was you really spending all that money? Yes, I was. We would hang out, if we go to dinner, if we go do activities, or, you know, even if I wasn't even hungry, he'd be like, oh, I haven't ate, da, da, da. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I'm going to come to you, come give, you know, go get us some food. Or really just go get him some food, because I wasn't even hungry. Things like that, or, you know, gifts. Like, that's why to this day, I hate 2K. Anything about a 2K, I'm like, eh. Bought him the newest one of that. Like, there was just nothing, like, that he could not ask me for that I would not do. Even in response to, like, being there mentally. But he had a block, and he, like, I remember him literally telling me, you know, I was like, I kind of just like want us to be more open, you know, I feel like I know as much about you as a Wikipedia page. Like, we've been talking all this time, we're together, like, I feel like you know way more about me than I know about you. And there was things I knew about him, but I just kind of felt like, okay, but like, what is like you? You know what I mean? Like, who are you? And I was like, well, I just want to get to the point where, like, you know, if you're upset about something or, like, if you want to talk to someone, that I would be that person. And it's not like I'm asking, like, hey, like, 2-3 weeks, like, we've been together for, like, 6+ months. Like, okay, like, come on, I'm going to need you to pull out a little bit. Like, I need you to, you know, come, you know, meet me halfway, because right now it's, like, 70-30. So he was just kind of like, well, if I really need to talk about something, then I'll just talk to my friends. And I was like, okay, but like, what do, like, like, I didn't want to say, what are we going to talk about? But I'm just like, so are you saying, like, our entire relationship, including, like, when we go and be together for years, like, you still not going to feel like you need to, like, be more open? Like, you're just going to feel like, well, I know enough from 10 plus years ago that you told me that that's enough information to carry us throughout the rest of our lives. Like, it was just fucking weird. So there was that. And he was so manipulative. And this was like, I feel like physical abuse, as fucked up as it is, either one is fucked up. Any type of abuse is fucked up. But mental abuse sometimes is way worse than physical abuse. Like, just because I feel like it's the pregame to them being physical with you, and it's just the mental breakdown that you really and truly carry with you, as long as the physical, as well as the physical, I mean, I don't know. I ain't never been physically abused, but I'm just saying, in regards to mental abuse, that shit stays with you, as well as, like, emotional abuse. And I'd just be like, oh my God, like, I'm mad I didn't even realize that's what he was doing. I just kind of thought we were just always arguing all the time, but it was really just him talking to me. It was just him saying what he wanted to say, like, him making snarky negative comments, like, real fucked up ass shit. Like, and I'm just like, I literally would do any and everything for you. I don't know why you're acting this way, but it must be something that I didn't. Like, must be, like, I'm just, like, literally trying to think, like, I'm already feeling guilty for something I didn't even do. Like, damn. So I literally was just like, all right, fuck, like, I'm just gonna try to figure it out, or I'm just gonna apologize. And 9 times out of 10, I would just apologize, because I couldn't know, like, I didn't know what possibly it could have even been. So I was just like, okay, like, I need to, this is not gonna keep working, because I'm literally to the point where I'm, like, mentally breaking the fuck down. I don't know what to do. Like, I don't feel like no one else understands, because they're looking at me like, are you fucking stupid? Like, why are you? And I was like, no, you just don't understand. It's because he's this way, but I must have did something. And then it just be like, I didn't do nothing. All I needed to do was stand up for myself and tell him to go fuck himself, like, and move on. Like, but it was just so much mental shit. Like, this nigga used to, like, to compare me to my friend. And it's like, why don't you dress like that? And I'm like, first of all, what? Like, just blatant disrespect. And even more recently, he tried to reach out to me. And, you know, I'm just an advocate for giving people multiple chances when sometimes it's just not even worth it, especially when that person has not changed. But I thought I would just see it through and just, you know, talk to him. It was even worse. And I knew it was going to be worse, because on my way to hang out, I was like, if he says something out of pocket, out of line, you address it. Just mentally to myself. Like, we hadn't had any negative conversations or interactions recently. Like, this was, like, years ago. But I just was taking it as a mental check. Like, I wasn't already mad about anything. I was just like, you know, you work so hard to get to this place of protecting your peace. So if anybody disrupts that, you address it. And if they still don't understand you with me addressing it, then goodbye. Like, goodbye. That's it. So I highly recommend it, as well as setting boundaries. You know, as I said previously in another episode, setting boundaries is so important, whether it be your ex or friendships. Like, one of my pet peeves is I hate repeating myself. So I will block, delete, whatever, to protect me, because that situation with him, it literally just traveled with me to the point where I literally had to just stop, take a pause, and really like get to know myself to realize that I was never the problem, and to go back and install like positive like affirmations inside of me that like I'm enough, I can do anything I want to do, you know, good things will come to me. Like I had to reinstall that in my brain because I had already been thinking so negative and didn't even know sometimes that I was already doing it. And that's why I did end up doing therapy too. And my therapist told me like, hey, like, you know, when you, it's nice to be alert. It's good to be alert. Like your brain is supposed to be alert of possible bad things. But when those bad things are overpowering everything else, now your brain is going to continue to think that way because that's all it knows. And that it thinks that that's the way it's supposed to operate, but it's not. So I did have to relearn that. I did have to take some steps back from certain situations that mirrored him to the point where I was like, I'm not doing that. And even most recently when he tried it, and I think it really pissed him off. It really does piss people off. Like by not saying like, fuck you. And, you know, I hope this happens. Like not saying negative things, but it pisses them off the most when you just speak straight facts. Like when you just fact, they get so mad. It's like as if you're cussing them out, I guess. Like I like was like, wow, you're getting fired up because I'm literally striking the nerve because what I'm saying is true. Like I've noticed that in the past couple of arguments that I've had with people, and I don't really feel like they're arguments, but probably to them, that when you speak nothing but facts to someone, especially when you know you're right about something, and you literally just hit them with like bam, 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 bam. And not even just like in a negative way, like you just not shit. Nothing like that. Like an example of why you wasn't shit at that moment, and that you continued on with this fact and this fact and this fact. Because like at the end of the day, like you're not gonna try to belittle me or make me feel like this is all my fault. So I didn't like disrespect him in any way. I was just like, you know, you have always done this. You have always tried to belittle me. You've always disrespected me, and then you blame me for all of your doings in the most manipulative, narcissistic way. And you're not doing it anymore. And that literally lit a fire under his ass because he just wanted to argue after that. And I was like, you know what? I'm good though. I'm so good. So at the end of the day, that's why I highly believe in that freaking quote about sometimes the only closure you need is understanding that you deserve better. And when you know you deserve better, anybody questioning it, all right, cool, bye. Like, if you don't see my value, I'm not gonna explain it to you. Like, I know my worth. I know that I don't deserve this type of disrespect. I haven't disrespected you in any way. I haven't, you know, called you out of your name or, you know, made you feel like you were underneath me. You know, I've only ever done positive things, so I don't deserve this type of interaction that you're trying to give. So that's why I will block, delete, leave, like spaceship about this bitch before I let somebody try to tell me that their negative ass intentions, words, whatever, saying to me I deserve, especially when I have never done anything to you. So with that being said, stand your ground, sis. Like, you know, or bro too. I don't want to be gender specific because it goes for everybody. Like, don't let anybody tell you that, you know, what you're doing is wrong just because it's underneath them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't let nobody put you under them. Like, you are more than capable of doing the same things learning the same things. Like, you're a high value man or woman, so don't let nobody diminish you or your character, and be impeccable with your word. Be positive within yourself. I got this. This is my job. This is my opportunity. But I do thank you guys for listening in. I'm wrapping up my time. I will record more for anybody that cares to listen, or everyone that is listening. I really just be doing this for me, just because I like to vent and get it all out, and then I just move on. And as you should too, like, whatever your diary is. But I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you guys for listening.